Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on July 24th, 2009. Well, as we're getting geared up for another new school year, many Darden students are nearing the end of their summer internships. They are everywhere this summer, all over the United States and in several countries around the world. Small companies and large, household names and companies just getting off the ground. The internship experience is an extremely important component of the MBA experience. For the next few weeks, we thought we'd catch up with some of our students who are interning to find out what they've learned and to see if they have any advice for future interns. This week, we spoke with rising second-year student Jake Williams. Jake has been interning with the Washington Post. We spoke with Jake on the phone. Here's that conversation. Jake, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Now, you're with the Washington Post. What are you doing?
I'm a summer associate working in the accounting department, but that's a bit of a misnomer, the department I'm assigned to. I'm working on a project that is trying to reduce some of their billing issues. They have a very complex advertising billing system, and I'm working with advertising and IT and accounting to try to sort of streamline processes to make them more efficient, to help them serve clients better, and to ultimately, hopefully, improve the bottom line.
How did you get the internship? What kind of process did you have to go through?
Washington Post is an on-ground Darden recruiter, so I went through them. My background is in D.C. media, so I was able to leverage some of that before the official recruiting process began, but they are an on-ground recruiter.
You mentioned your background. Can you be a little specific and tell us where you were? And
absolutely.
I find it really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I worked for Atlantic Media Company, which is another media company here in D.C. It's a magazine publisher of the Atlantic Monthly, National Journal, Hotline, Congress Daily. I worked for National Journal Group in business development, was there for about 3 years. And really was given a bunch of tasks to do. So I didn't have – what was great about the old position, a little bit like here at the Washington Post, is every day was different. So I helped launch a website. I helped launch a few other products for them. And it was a very good experience. And similar certainly in the industry to what I'm doing at the Washington Post, but the Washington Post project is much more complex. When I was at Atlantic – you would sell a back page ad, or you would sell, you know, a middle of the magazine ad. Here, ads are measured by square inches. There's different rates per industry. So it's much more complex and much more challenging to get billing correct, which is sort of what my summer project is.
You know, and as you well know, in the media business, there are some names that are just, you know, just huge, these icons. And the Washington Post is certainly one of them. Is it all that you thought it would be?
Very much so, actually. I think it's a great program. They do two things well here. I think one is they give you a very substantive project. There's not a lot of sitting around and saying, what am I here for? These are real problems that they have that they want a MBA mind to come in and sort of take a open look at. The other thing is they introduce you to a ton of people, a lot of good networking opportunities. We have lunch with every single vice president here, and that title is actually sort of a big deal here, unlike on some other institutions. And then, you know, we've had lunch with Don Graham, who's the chairman, with Catherine Weymouth, who's the publisher, with Bo Jones, who's the former publisher. So Ben Bradley, I mean, there's a lot of good names that we have very sort of intimate lunches with, because there's only five interns in the program. So. So again, just to summarize, the two big things are a very substantive project and access.
And those names are incredible names. I mean, that's great. Only five other interns. Do you work very much with them at all?
No, not really, actually. Again, we're sort of given these specific projects and asked to run with them. There's one other girl in accounting with me. There's one other MBA intern in accounting with me. So I probably have more access than most, but our projects are fairly well siloed.
Now, you mentioned you're working with advertising, IT, and accounting. Boy, those are different minds and different approaches to problems. What have you learned working with such a wide range of groups?
Well, I think that you have to take an open mind. You have to look at the I think you have to realize that there's different goals for each of those departments, but the end goal generally is the same, and that's to make the company more profitable. I mean, that's very important right now in the media industry, where the Washington Post is, I think, on pace to lose something like $40 million this quarter.
Right.
So I think it's just, you know, it's very much what we're, what we learned in leading organizations about listening, listening well, and trying to take a broad outlook to a problem, but also to come in and not be afraid to make tough decisions. I'll also mention, it's sort of in line with what I was doing at Atlantic Media Company. My job there was, in a sense, to serve as a liaison for the president, working with a bunch of different departments. So, as much as Darden has helped, I think I had some previous experience doing this type of work as well.
Yeah, your background, I mean, all the way to your undergrad days as media, you know, all over it. What encouraged you to get an MBA? Why did you take the route and come to Darden?
To round out what I saw as holes in my business acumen.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a history and English major in college, and then, as you said, sort of went into media, and there were just some very, very, what I thought, basic things that I hadn't been taught and that I didn't know. Those were economics, financial planning, accounting was Latin to me when I first got to Darden. So I thought I had good practical experience and a good general education, but I was lacking some of the, probably what you would call the quant skills that I thought were critical to success.
Yeah, great. Now, you talked about the losses in the business. I mean, the print business is really, really up against it these days. What are some of the things that they talk about in that field today as far as the future is concerned?
Well, I mean, there's two big buzzwords here, and that's, one is cost-cutting, and that's sort of the unfortunate but absolutely necessary process of just going through and identifying where you can get more efficient and where you can save money. You know, there's a lot of interesting conversations we have about how newspapers had sort of gotten fat over the last 20 years because they had virtual monopolies in their cities. And because of that, no one had really taken a hard eye to some of the fat in the organizations. And I think the Washington Post is doing a very good job of being sensitive, but also being very aggressive in where they can cut costs. Just to compare very briefly to when I was at the Atlantic had not begun to sort of take the necessary steps to streamline some of the costs. And so it was refreshing, in a sense, to come to Washington Post and see how important it was. So that's one big topic of conversation. And the other is new revenue streams. I mean, you know, pretty obvious, pretty big concepts here, but there's a lot of talk about how you monetize the web, where print is going, where you can have good audience engagement to monetize off of that. So, you know, there's a lot of big conversations here. There's no easy answers. There's no magic bullets, it seems like. But what is very encouraging about the Post is that they have acknowledged these problems, and it doesn't seem to me at all that they are in denial about big structural changes that need to be made.
Wow, this is exciting. You know, for the Darden Alumni Magazine that's being worked on now, the next issue, one of the stories is about the TV business.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I did just some pre-interviews and cost-cutting and revenue streaming. Just like you said, that's pretty big in that line of media as well, just trying to figure out, you know, what the future holds and so forth. What about career goals? What do you hope to do when you complete your MBA at Darden?
That's a great question. What am I going to do when I grow up? I think I would like to stay in media. I've had a great experience thus far with it, and I don't see any real need to get out of it. I think it's important when you're thinking about what you do to find something you really like. That sounds cliched, but Steve Hills, who's the president of Washington Post, said something very interesting to us the other day, and he's like, you know, when you're choosing an industry to go into, it's either going to be the best industry in the world or the worst industry in the world. And so you should really identify what you want to do and what you're passionate about and go after that, because, you know, there's never a terrible time to get in an industry, and there's never a great time, even though you might think there is.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, we have so many wonderfully successful alumni in the media field, too, and,
sure,
and we need to make sure that you're connected with all those before you before you graduate next year. Jake, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. Good luck the rest of the summer.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's our discussion with Jake Williams, rising second-year student at Darden who's been interning with The Washington Post. We'll visit with another Darden intern next week on the podcast. That's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thank you for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.